What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Now open in the beautiful Stone Building on the southeast corner of 70th and Pioneers.
Sip, Stone.
Have you seen it yet, Sip, or not? Pioneers?
I haven't gotten down that way.
We'll get you down there sometime soon.
Get you down there. We'll take some pictures.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take some pics at Midwest Bank. What does Steve Schindler have for us today, Bill?
Well, if you're outside today and you kind of just hear that comforting hum of a twin-engine plane, look up and enjoy, because Steve Schindler is doing his tandem skydiving today.
No, he's not.
He's a certified instructor in skydiving, so he's doing tandem skydiving today. And they'll land in the bank parking lot.
Oh, of course they
will. They'll land in the bank parking lot. But he's taking up, there's eight people that signed up today.
Eight
people have signed up today. The first one's going to go at 8:44, and you'll see him coming down. He's got the American flag behind him when they come in, when they come whipping down like that. But it's a tandem.
Into the lot.
I love the flag.
So yes, basically, they're like zipped together. And then Shin Daddy leads them out. He pulls the ripcord. They enjoy a nice, easy flight down, land right there at the bank, and then Tamara will have a cup of coffee for him.
He's and now wait zingers. A second. I got to get this. I love zingers. He's jumping.
He's jumping.
He knows how to do that.
Yes, he knows how to do that. Certified. He's certified. He's certified. So when you hear that going on at that,
you know who that is.
All of a sudden, you're going to see people. Someone comes. Oh, someone just jumped. Who is it?
Shin Daddy.
He'll be here. He'll be down in about 4 minutes. If you drive down here, landing right here in the gravel parking lot. Landed here right there, have a cup of coffee, that he has to be whisked away to get back to the... Now, the nice thing is the Creighton Airport is only about a mile east of town.
Is that right?
Mile east of town. So it's easy for you to get from the bank to right back into the plane and back up again.
Still, that's quite a day for
it's
him.
It's quite a day. It'll be, a,
be exhausting.
He's doing eight.
Shindani.
He's doing eight.
He invented FDIC. He's a magician.
Yes.
He can jump out of planes. What else did he do yesterday?
He's a barber.
The salon. He did the barber. Yeah, the barber.
How'd that go?
It went really, really well. Yeah, did a lot of shaves. A lot of with the hot shaving.
That was a
cream.
Success.
That was a big success.
He had the pole.
He had the pole. Yeah.
This candy stripe pole.
Candy stripe pole outside. Don't forget they also had the grease pig contest.
That was
really good. That was really, really good.
It's had a lot of incredible things. Thanks. That made
you'll
West
hear
Bank.
The plane.
Yes.
Here comes Shindy.
Here, also, you just all look up there. There's Shin Daddy coming and out. He's coming in hot.
He's doing it. How many times?
Eight.
Good God.
Eight of them.
It's exhausting. Eight. He's going to have a good sleep tonight. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Wow.
This is all happening in Creighton, Nebraska.
Creighton, Nebraska,
today.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a big day.
Member
big day.
FDIC, shout which he invented.
Shout out to Midwest Bank and Steve Schindler for always sponsoring Hour 2 and always keeping us entertained with all of his things he's doing up there. He's a man of the people.
Literally up
there. A true man of the people.
Yes. He likes to promote the bank.
Yeah,
he
this is a good promotion.
Good promotion. Yeah. Jumping out of a plane.
That's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Good luck to him.
Yes, and the people jumping with him today.
Sometimes he's kind of a prankster, he says. He'll pull the old like a... Uh-oh, cord's not coming out. It's not coming out.
That's not funny,
Then he
Shindy.
Rips it. Then he rips it.
I would tell Shindy. That's not funny. That's not funny, Shindy.
Come on, he Shindy. Does it.
Good God.
He does it.
Makes the person
panic. Oh, my cord broke.
My cord broke.
Shindaddy.
All right. Oh, yeah. You have a backup. Prankster. We have a backup.
402-464-5685. Call or text. As always, heard some news earlier in the week regarding the SEC and Big Ten developing a plan to share revenue with players, a potential landmark change to college athletics. That's the headline from CBS Sports.
This would be actually four conferences that would do it. Okay. The Power Four.
They're at their center, though. SEC and Big Ten leading the way here.
Bill has followed this closely. I've just started following it. It's the next... Bill's friend is Ross Dellinger, and he writes about this, and he's very good. He's very good at covering this subject. It's the next, he calls it the next evolution of college athlete compensation. And it's, we're talking about revenue sharing. We're talking about schools taking it in-house. I'm talking about revenue sharing with a student athlete is what we're talking about. It moving in-house to the universities and being capped, and what the number they're throwing out is $20 million. So, and this is a Power Four discussion because it's not going to happen in a Group of Five.
No,
because a lot of the Group of Five schools. I'll give you an example here. Ohio State's athletic department revenue last year was $250 million. Okay. Arkansas was $150 million. There's a lot of Group of Five schools that don't even make, they don't have $20 million of revenue. They have no revenue.
No revenue.
So, so this is not a Group of Five discussion. It's a Power Four discussion. It's not final. It's fluid. But it's, in the case, is House versus the NCAA.
Which is they're trying to settle because it's a potentially a $4 billion class action lawsuit. Oh.
Right.
Which the NCAA can't win.
That's significant.
That they can't win.
Right. So this is what your friend writes, Ross Dellinger.
He is a good friend. Thank you.
Yes, he's a friend of yours. He's been on our show. Yep. Any settlement of the case comes in two parts. This is what Bill's alluding to. Any settlement of this case, House versus the NCAA, just like it sounds, House, H-O-U-S-E. Any settlement of the case comes in two parts. Compensation owed to college athletes for universities using their name, image, and likeness in broadcast. And then the second part is future compensation model featuring revenue sharing with athletes. So the first part is likely to cost college sports as much or more than $1 billion in back pay owed to athletes over the 4 years preceding NIL. The 4 years in question, 2017 to 2020, a lot of student athletes would get some money, basically. But I don't know why it's just 4 years. I don't know why they only go back 4 years. I don't know that. It's not answered in the article. Doesn't matter, probably.
It's not like it's one of those things where I'd like everyone to get money. That'd be great. But sometimes when the rules weren't the rules, then you just missed out. We've all missed out on things. We're just like, what happened?
Right.
It's like right now, it's kind of like, well, what is there like? I think I have racked up somewhere around $100,000 in student loans. That's what I racked up for going to graduate school and all the different times.
That's pretty big.
Just to try to move on in this profession, I had to keep taking money out.
Yeah.
Well, people now are getting those all relieved. So can I get that $100,000? Can I get that $100,000?
Trixie got hers relieved.
Yeah.
Student loans relieved.
Yeah.
So unbelievable.
So I would like to be able to apply and say, listen, I paid mine off.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't fall under the...
No,
the
I didn't.
Time,
no.
The time frame.
And I've paid mine off. But
you
I'd like
paid
to,
them off.
I'd like to get the money now. Can I get that money back?
No.
No, you can't.
No.
I don't know how you go backwards or where you draw the line at 4 years or where that's at. It's kind of like, hey, this is when it started and this is what it is. That's how I see it.
The significance of the story is twofold to me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's as reported by Yahoo Sports earlier this month. This I'm just reading straight from Dellinger's article. Administrators briefed on a proposed new revenue sharing model are expected to share as much as $15 million to $20 million per school. Now that would be great. I was telling Jake this yesterday. This is great for schools like Nebraska that are well-heeled and that have a collective.
It's really big thriving. In the Big Ten. That's the biggest thing, right?
Well, yeah, here's the deal. This is the part of it, if you're a Nebraska fan, that you would say, okay, this is not bad for us, or in fact, it's good for us because we're situated so well. These schools will move it in-house under this proposal, move the revenue sharing in-house where they have to pay student-athletes, and it's capped at $20 million, but you can still have a collective that moves above and beyond the cap. So there's some schools that student athletes will be well paid within the parameters of this law, which is, you know, maybe we'll cap it at $20 million. That's the cap, except collectives can still be in operation, and that would effectively move your cap higher unofficially. So Nebraska is in great shape as they move forward. But, you know, you got to create... It wouldn't be any problem for Ohio State to set aside $20 million out of $250 million. That's 8% of their budget, okay? At Arkansas, when it's $150 million, they get $150 million revenue, that'd be 13% of their budget, which is, now you're getting pretty high. But Nebraska could handle that very well. There's a lot of schools that would be a challenge. Think about it. You got to set aside $20 million. It's not a small amount.
It's really good, but it doesn't solve the problem of things what? Being level.
No, it doesn't.
It does not solve the problem of things being level in the slightest. And the whole thing they keep talking about, we want things to be level for everyone else to have the same, where it's not just an ATM type of situation, and that doesn't do anything for you.
But in the Power Four, it levels it a little bit, right?
Not really, no, because you still have Nebraska collective compared to Purdue's collective. So I
right.
mean.
Right, and you still have
you don't all of a
Vanderbilt.
Sudden, it's not like the hey, listen, why do you want to be in the drafted by the NFC? Huh, why do you think they got more? They can give us more money than the AFC.
No,
they can't. No. Why do you want to be in the NFL over than the UFL? because it's way more money. It's a better deal.
Haven't we moved on from the level playing field discussion at this point?
It's but the playing field has to be level with whenever you decide what that group is. Yeah. If you say, hey, there's 64 teams, mm-hmm. it has to be level.
Right now, it's
it's not level.
This is power four. That's yeah. all we're talking
about. So A&M's like, okay, we have $20 million to spend, which we can take in-house, mm-hmm. but we still have an extra $900 million to spend outside of that.
Collective.
So that doesn't, you know.
No, it's not level.
Yeah, it's
no,
not
it
level
is up. Not level. It's not level eventually, now. It'll never be level.
It can be.
How?
It's real simple. Like you said, there's just a cap. That's just it. This is what it is.
Is everyone, that likely, though?
You have to collectively bargain it one yeah. both directions of like what we can do.
Well, I'm thinking about the group of five.
Yeah. I am too. I'm thinking the same
thing.
But
they can't come up with $20 million for their student athletes.
What's that?
No.
What I'm saying is it has to be level. Like let's just take the Big Ten. If you want it to be level, Big Ten would have to say we get $20 million and your collector can now participate in $10 million or whatever it is. Oh. This is what you can have. This is where it's at.
Okay. Anyway, that's where we're headed. Probably 2 years away would be my guess when it will be fully. I keep saying in-house where the institutions. Pay the student athletes.
Really what they're doing is they're supersizing the scholarships.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're supersizing
really
the scholarships.
Because
a scholarship now is room, board, books, tuition, mm-hmm. and also you get $58,000 a piece.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, wherever the number
there'll
is.
Be something, it could be something like that. Now, there's all yeah. kinds of questions Jake probably has in his mind, people have in their mind. Okay, now what about the women's basketball players? What about the soccer players? Well,
yeah,
what about them? What about them? I don't know. Now, there's the Title IX implications, which was answered by a lawyer in the Dellinger article very well. People are going to say, do you have to pay the female student athletes commensurate with the male athletes? No. Title IX is not about revenue. It's about participation. That's the way the lawyers get around it. No, this is about participation. As long as there's equal participation numbers, women
opportunities to play.
Opportunities. Thank you. Yeah, it's about opportunities, not revenue. Males can make more than females. It won't violate Title IX. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see
that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, but there's all kinds of other questions. I mean, is it going to be still a matter of like the quarterback's got to make more than anybody on campus? Is that still going to be? I imagine it would be, right? I don't know, though. Yeah. I mean,
that's why where the collective part comes in and be this one super. And always remember, the collective only hits on about, I don't know what the percentage would be, 20% on the football team?
No. It depends, Bill. Every Nebraska player on scholarship is getting NIL, yeah.
But it's way different, though.
Yeah,
it's way different.
For some it is, yeah.
Right now, if you're Dylan Raiola, you're the third-string safety.
No, it's way
different.
It's
not the same.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. So everything is.
Dylan's making a pile of money. Pile.
He's making a pile. Yeah, I'm just curious again, you know, how this looks in terms of splitting it all up. And again,
don't know those questions.
But you're right, though. If this is like Northwestern, it doesn't have a great NIL collect. At least you've got some money to get $20 million coming in for the university.
Yeah, they have
and
that.
Maybe this encourages people to donate more to the NIL collective on top of that, knowing that, hey, we can actually get some good players now. We can help out with the $20 million coming in on a yearly basis.
I think Northwestern could do that because of the multimedia rights deals that all these schools, they share that. I don't think that would be
even more money.
No, that would be. We don't need to get into all that. It is dangerous radio because it's a pretty complicated discussion, actually. But it's upon us.
The part that comes up, which has been interesting on other radio shows, have talked about, or other media have talked about, if they ever divide into the two divisions. And that's when they get into the soccer relegation, which being Power Five, Group of Five, which means you have whatever the number of teams are.
Okay.
Then you have that they have a chance to play up, and if Vanderbilt doesn't do well, they can get sent down to the Group of Five.
That would be interesting.
And relegation
because there's going to be two different basically two different divisions, so it's not really going to be. So eventually it's not going to be like the SEC and Big Ten. It's going to be more like
one big group.
That's going to happen.
It's funny you say that. I have this memory.
Funny haha or funny weird.
Funny weird. There was a time at the Jake was there. Jake, you were there. You weren't there at this moment. but it was when Frost was the head coach, and it was, so it was 2022, the summer of 2022, and he came off the podium and had a big chaw in his mouth, and we were just BSing, mm-hmm. and he said exactly what Bill said, and this was 2022. He said, "Simple, we're going to a situation where there's like maybe 48 teams in a big power conference, and then everybody else, and there'll be a chance for people to play up. That's what's going to happen. That's what Frosty. I mean, I don't know. That's what he thought. Well, he just said just what
the
you
reason
said
it's
right
so
there.
Interesting.
I was like,
is
what?
That when there would be when it got down to the potentially play-in games to see who gets moved up. And those games would be greatly viewed. Be a lot
of
excitement.
Oh, my God, yes.
They also be like, whoa, who's playing? Boise's playing Wyoming. Winner goes up.
Okay.
And they get an
extra. That's fascinating.
And they get cool. And what do they get next year? They get an extra $120 million.
Okay, I get it. That's
there's
good.
There's a lot on the line here.
That's good, but how would you like the world? I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying I wouldn't like it. I just don't understand. How would you split up the teams? What would the schedules be like?
Eventually, like the one, what I've been the biggest proponent of is eventually it has to break up and there has to be a commissioner and everyone has to pull the same direction.
Regions?
The Big Ten is still pulling their way.
Would there be a conference?
I don't see it. Like, I think the Big Ten and the SEC would basically go away. Yeah. There'd probably be an SEC.
That'd
be like the NFC West or something like that. That'd be that in that spot. But you have to have everybody pulling the same direction.
I know.
Right now, who's pulling the same direction? The Big Ten and the SEC have kind of like formed a coalition.
Isn't
like we're together because we're the most powerful, uh-huh. and then we're going to make some. We're going to do what's best for us, and then ACC and Big 12, you guys just jump on board because you guys have to.
Okay. Powerful.
I'm not a soccer fan at all, but something about relegation. Is interesting.
Oh, it's interesting.
It just sounds like it makes it every season that much more interesting. Who's going down? Who's going up?
Wasn't that the craziness with?
I kind of love it.
With what's our guy? His name, he's Ryan something. Isn't it Ryan? He's an actor. He's married to
Ryan Reynolds.
Didn't his team get
Ryan Reynolds.
They own a soccer team.
He owns a soccer team.
And through regulation they went up. Right. They got moved up, and it was mayhem. Absolutely,
it's
crazy.
It's kind of a cool thing.
That's just one. That's little what
goes. You're not stuck in your spot. That's and you what can't goes go
on.
Down if you
that's
don't,
what goes on in Ted Lasso.
Okay,
that's right.
And then
don't get too comfortable if you're a team at the bottom.
You're not really
down.
Yeah.
What if Nebraska? What if it's Nebraska?
I know that's scary here, but
you have to kind of bet on yourself a little bit. Like,
exactly.
Hey, listen,
bet on yourself.
If that hold it down. Think about this. Yeah, we got moved down. That's ridiculous. Like, well, you probably did something. That was ridiculous to get moved down.
Yeah,
you know that's not the case. So you think Alabama's worried about getting regulated?
No,
they're not. They're like, no, they're not. Is Ohio State worried about? Well, this could screw us. We might end up all of a sudden having to play San Jose State.
No, the relegation matters a very small element. I mean, yeah, that would be going on. There'd be relegation. I don't know what the
big picture, we talked about a while back. It's the most historical time.
Yes,
in sport. The most historical time, because what will look like 10 years from now will be bizarro world.
Filled with uncertainty.
Yes, bizarro world is what it'll be.
And it
keeps going back to, because in the 1980s, the judges ruled that the NCAA had all the power and that you can do everything within anything you want to do to keep amateurism. Mm-hmm. And they finally figured out that that was just against the law.
Amateurism.
And so now they've lost every lawsuit. That's how all these things... And right now, the NCAA is like, okay, we can't win that one. We can't win that one. We can't win that one.
No.
And so they have nothing. So there's, think about right now, there's no law.
Their NCAA is facing more lawsuits than Trump.
Yeah.
It is. That's a long line of people. There's so
airplanes are landing right now. They're landing right now with a couple lawyers getting
with
out.
With lawyers.
What do you guys have?
Litigate.
We have a lawsuit. We have a lawsuit. Imagine being, is it Charlie Baker? Imagine having a staff meeting. All right, what's going on today, guys? Well,
lawyers.
There's a lot.
Virginia's going on today, and then Tennessee's going on. Yeah.
Lots of stuff. Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Landmark Implements.
Landmark!
Shout out if everything from used tractors to used sprayers, seeders, planters, and combines. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Oh, I'm telling you, they have incredible equipment. And that when, Steve, when you get inside their equipment, mm-hmm. you're like going like, they're like, yeah, this is used. It's 4 years old. They'd be like, no, seriously. They're like, this is a 2024, right? No, this is 4 years old.
Wow.
That's how great a shape that it's in. And those tractors and those equipment, they run forever.
They do.
So this is a way to just make yourself as a farmer a lot more money.
What's the place really again?
Is. Landmark Implements. You can find your local one or go to landmarkimp.com.
Okay.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills, cool parenting tips Thursday and early break in the ticket.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.